Today, we answer questions that have come in from different parts of the world through email to our cyber cadets out there. We met quite a few of them in traveling through New York and Chicago and Minneapolis and Lancaster. Dr. Sundar said, Gurudev is my e-guru. You all look very nice today. To begin with, we had a wonderful, I call it a victory, in the country of Mauritius. A number of years ago, in Australia, the elders of the community asked me to document how living was in Sri Lanka and the culture and so forth before the war started. So I wrote the Nandinada Sutras for the younger generation because they said they weren't listening to the elders anymore since they moved to the Western world. So there is a sutra, instructions for parliamentarians. One very important one, parliamentarians shall give equal boons to all spiritual sects under their jurisdiction as if it were their own. They know that society is only as free as the freedoms given to the minorities. And then there are other beautiful ones too. Well, recently, in the Mauritius government, there was a lot of corruption, and the prime minister disbanded the government and called for elections. And one of our devotees based his platform on these sutras. And both communities, all the communities, the French community, the Hindi community, and the Tamil community, thought that was really wonderful. They have some basic principles of non-bribery and non-corruption and being fair to all and not dividing the community along racial lines, linguistic lines, or for political purposes. So they voted him into parliament. And now he's the Speaker of the House. And the new prime minister, the old prime minister who defended the government, he was out of office, and the new prime minister is also a friend of ours. And so we have a nice government forming based on the Nandinada Sutras. From a cyberspace cadet in Delaware, Ron and his son Jonathan want to know about anger. He questions people about their being angry. And more than often he says, well, Jesus Christ became angry. What's wrong in being angry? Well, number one, those friends of yours who get angry are not Jesus Christ. Therefore, maybe they don't have that privilege. At the United Nations Summit for Religious and Spiritual Leaders, we could see that anger of Jesus Christ carried right out to this very day. There was definitely felt a strained condition between the Catholic Church and the Protestants and the Catholics, and the Catholics and the Jewish people, and all the Christians, including the Catholics and the Muslims. The angry war in Ireland certainly raised a lot of eyebrows, and neither side's religious leaders seemed to be doing much about stopping it. In the psychological community, anger is losing control of oneself, saying things that maybe they don't mean, have to apologize afterwards. It's definitely of the lower nature of humans, and is often called a temporary insanity. People escape from a murder charge by temporary insanity, which is, of course, anger. Good to avoid people who get angry often. They're not going to make life easy for you.